time, weather, and
Too Much Rock podcast number 352. I'm your host, Sid Sauter. We start things off this week with a track by Bleached from where else but Los Angeles, California. That song is called Sour Candy. It's on the band's album Welcome to the Worms, which comes out April 1st on Dead Oceans Records. A good album. A lot more power pop and a lot less kind of surfy, beachy than we heard in the past album. And it made me a fan, particularly of that song, which I think is just got that nice little 70s power pop sound to it, and that makes me very happy. I got music for you this week, not a whole lot. It's not going to be a long one like last week. I apologize for stealing 3 extra minutes of your life. Maybe I'll give you back a few this week. This is Dead on the Wire with the song Lonely Hearts.
And lonely kids, and then we ran.
quick little triple shot there for you, starting with Dead on the Wire from San Diego, California. That song is called Lonely Hearts, and that is the first song on the Lonely Hearts EP. I don't even know if that's out in physical form. I think so. I think it's a 4-song, 7-inch, and then like a 6-song digital download. That came out on No Front Teeth back in February 9th of this year. After that, we heard from Cher Mag with the song What You Want. That is from the band's first 7-inch, which came out back in 2014 from that Philadelphia band. I think this is the first time I've played the same band on 2 podcasts in a row, but listening to that third 7-inch came out, or I guess just coming out now, maybe. I don't know, sometime recently. But listening to that third one made me think, gosh, I really like that band, and realizing that I didn't have the first one. So I did go pick that up, and I enjoy that. I think it's nice to see that they're getting better and better, as so often I think bands' first albums are their best. But boy, Cher Mag are just becoming wonderful. And then we ended things off with Warm Bodies there with the song Turn Me Into Gel. That is on the band's demo called Domo. And that they just put out on March 4th themselves. Of course, a band out of Kansas City, Missouri. I saw their first show, I don't know, a month or two ago. And there are photos of that show on the Too Much Rock website. So 3 bands there, all kind of giving you some wonderful rock and roll with the noisiness of Warm Bodies there. So many things happening there. I'm anxious to see where that band goes. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. We're going to jump into some more music now, and this one's getting a little more cerebral, a little less rock and roll. This is Via Luna with the song Unwinder. Thank you. warned you we were leaving rock and roll behind. We found some jazz there with Tortoise. The song is called Tesseract, and that is from the album The Catastrophist, which came out January 22nd on Thrill Jockey Records, that long-standing Chicago band back after about 9 years, I think, since their last release, and I'm very happy for it. Before that, we heard from Kansas City's own Via Luna with the song Unwinder. That is on the EP Heavy Light, which the band released themselves back in June of last year. I caught the band last week at a show at the Brick in Kansas City, and they hooked me up with a couple of CDs and a bumper sticker as well, and I'd like to pass those on to you. So, hey, if you're the first person to drop me a note on Twitter and say you want those things, great, I'll get them in the mail to you. A couple of great little EPs and a sticker from Via Luna. It looks like I'm out of time here, so let's go ahead and get the business out of the way. You've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 352. I've been your host, Sid Sauter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Facebook, Twitter, and the like. Let's see, looking at the concert calendar, there's some things coming up. Most people are hiding out down in South by Southwest right now, and I don't know where I'm going to be for the next couple of weeks. I think out in North Carolina, actually. But there are some shows coming up I'm interested in. On 3/23 is All Dogs at the Jackpot. On the 24th, Sidekicks are playing at the Granada, that Intuit Over It show. Witch Jail is playing on the 25th at Minibar. The 28th, Shannon and the Clams are at the Riot Room. I saw lots of photos from that show, that South by Southwest show they're playing showed up on my Instagram today. On the 29th, Sheer Mag are playing at Noah's House. Don't know where Noah's House is? Ask a punk. Let's see. Oh, Murder by Death on the 31st at the Granada. On the 1st, John Velge is playing at Prohibition Hall. I've never been there. I'd like to check that venue out. On the 2nd, Red Kate is playing a show at Davies. A lot of great bands playing on that one, and I think that is a release party for Red Kate's newest, which I should be able to feature here in the next couple of weeks. On the 5th of April, Raw Raw Ride at the Riot Room. On the 8th, Kurt Vile is playing at the Granada. On the 9th, Savages are at the Granada. Or you can see Love Junkies at Davies, and that could be an interesting show there as well. So we'll see how I make some choices. Hard times. On the 11th, Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard at Silverstein Eye Center. The 14th, Ultimate Fate Book, and I think that's with Dead Girls, Touchdowns, Podstar, kind of a reunion there for all the above at the Bottleneck on the 14th. On the 16th, Ab Sue at Riot Room. On the 29th, The Who at the Sprint Center. And then we're into May where we've got Guided by Voices, Amon Amarth, the Middle of the Map Festival, Tortoise, Harmar Superstar, Flogging Molly, Dirt Nap, Hipshot Killers, Block Party, Subhumans, and so many more. But that's too far away to really talk about. Looking at the website, a couple of things have popped up since last week. Photos and video of the Titus Andronicus Craig Finn show. And photos and video of the Mime Game Travel Guide Via Luna show from the 11th at the Brick. So check those ones out. See pretty pictures taken by me. Anyway, one track left. Let's go ahead and wrap it up here. We're going to play a band from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania called Slingshot Dakota. They've got an album coming out on, or just came out rather, on March 11th on Top Shelf Records. And they are another band that's currently playing down in South by Southwest right now. The song I'm going to play is called Lulyweds and is on that new album, Break. So we're going to wrap it up here. Thank you very much for listening. This is Slingshot Dakota. We'll talk again next week.